At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we're very pleased to be joined by Joe Truesman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who watches the fighting in Gaza and the fighting in Hezbollah daily. We begin with casualty numbers, however. I'm going to do this quickly because it's out of date, but here's what I have, Joe. On May 6th, the numbers were approximately 14,000 children and 9,000 women, KIA, with the fighting in Gaza. On May 8th, the UN said those numbers were to be reduced by 50%. 50%. And then after that, contradictory headlines across the world about we haven't changed the overall number, but we're still waiting to clarify the women and children, not counting the men, the women and children. And then there was a new number introduced, 10,000 people can't be accounted for, perhaps they're under the rubble. I, at that point, put my pencil down and said, the number that's been cited for months by protesters of the Palestine for Justice for Palestine have been in the 34,000 plus and those other high numbers for women and children. Are they changing their course now? Is there any stopping of repeating that propaganda? You watch everything. Or are they still going with the original numbers that are now by the UN declared useless? And are they still being used? Good evening to you, Joe.
Good evening, John. I believe that these numbers are going to be continuing to be used or will be continued to be used by these organizations. Now, here's the problem. The Hamas-run Ministry of Health has been used as an authoritative source on figures of dead and wounded Palestinians. Now, the problem with this is that these figures, as you mentioned, are now questionable. And honestly, they should have been questioned from the beginning. But nevertheless, they're being used as an authoritative source. And the problem, and we're already seeing it, right? We're seeing these figures being used by government officials, journalists, NGOs and protesters that we've seen on campuses across the United States. The President Joe Biden even stated that 30,000 Palestinians have died in his most recent State of the Union address. And this is troubling. You know, I've tracked figures published by Hamas, casualty figures by Hamas, since 2014, since all the conflicts that have happened since then, in the last approximately 10 years now. And the figures published by Hamas and its various arms, whether it's the Ministry of Health, they use these numbers to their benefit, okay? And what I mean by that is that right now, at this moment, Hamas, throughout this war, has not published casualty numbers on its fighters, all right? Which by Israeli estimates, at least, are more than 10,000 fighters killed. Now, that would make a huge dent in these casualty figures being sourced by or cited by people such as the President of the United States, right? 30,000 Palestinians. So a lot of this right now is questionable, and it's very, very concerning.
Malcolm?
The President's reference actually goes against the instructions, I understand, from the White House counsel, because it's a terrorist source. Aside from the inaccuracy, they're taking numbers that were produced by a declared terrorist organization. But I would like to ask you about another terrorist entity, Hezbollah, and we see them stepping up the attacks in the north, becoming more deadly, more advanced. We see also the reports of new missiles being introduced on their drones that seem to have a greater impact. Can you assess both the level of technology that Hezbollah has and these new missiles and what it means?
Right. I think this is very important. I'm glad you brought it up, Malcolm. in the last, since the beginning of the war, right, at least when Hezbollah began its attack on Israel on October 8th, slowly they have been introducing new weapons to the battlefield, something that we that we haven't seen previously between in fighting and conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. For instance, we've seen the Hezbollah has stated that they've used a new type of guided missile. And now, just recently, we're seeing rockets attached to rocket pods, attached to drones that are allegedly, according to Hezbollah, being fired from these drones that Hezbollah operates towards Israeli targets. Now, that's something we haven't seen before. Now, the big question here is that, did Israel know about this? Is this a surprise to them? Honestly, I can't say for sure. However, everything that I've observed so far as the weapons that have been come out that Hezbollah has stated that they've used, isn't that surprising. All right, there's no super weapon that they've used so far. Now, I think the biggest concern for the Israelis right now is the amount of rockets in Hezbollah's arsenal and their lethality. That's the biggest issue for the Israelis right now, I think. But we are seeing these new weapons coming out slowly, right? So we'll see. If this conflict continues, I think we're going to see more coming out of Hezbollah.
Joe, where's the Hezbollah drone factory? Is it in Iran? Is it in Beirut? Do we know?
Very good question. I think some of these drones are being transferred from Iran through Syria to Lebanon. Also, I think there are factories in Lebanon. Also, something very important here is precision-guided munitions. All right, these are smart weapons that can accurately hit a target, specifically an Israeli target. I think this is what worries the Israelis the most. Putting these smart packages or these smart weapons on Hezbollah's existing rocket arsenal, which numbers well over 100,000, is devastating for Israel. So, but I think a lot of these precision guided munitions are being not only transferred from Iran through Syria to Lebanon, but also being produced and manufactured in Lebanon.
As you have not heard the IDF say where a drone factory exists in Lebanon or Tehran, they haven't given an identity to that. Is that correct?
Correct. Not that I'm aware of.
Malcolm, we have about a minute. A quick question.
Yeah, is there evidence that new weapons are being smuggled in either to the south and the cutoff of the Egyptian tunnels, which have been regularly used to smuggle weapons, does that cut off Hamas from being able to restock and to get new weapons, given the huge sieges that Israel of cache of arms that Israel has made?
Quickly, Joe, 30 seconds.
I think the Israelis have said that it would cut off the weapons that is going to Hamas in Gaza if they cut off these tunnels from Egypt. Something that's important as well is that Hamas and other Palestinian armed organizations have slowly introduced new weapons in the battlefield during this war. So, and I believe much of those weapons have come through those tunnels under Rafah.
Joe Trusman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.